Last November's riots in France are still affecting French politics. Pollsters say that more people are admitting to racist attitudes, and political analysts say ideas that were once embraced only by the extreme right have entered the mainstream. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
A video on the website of the far-right National Front Party forecasts an ominous future for Paris. Torched cars litter the empty streets and fires burn in the dark. But this video wasn't made after last November's riots. It was produced 7 years ago, ahead of European parliamentary elections. Marine Le Pen is vice president of the National Front and the daughter of the party's controversial founder, Jean-Marie Le Pen. She says mainstream politicians used to characterize the National Front's ideas as extremist, even fascist, but not anymore.
We sounded the alarm at a time when the French weren't very interested in all these issues. But today, the politicians realize that the French people are in sync with our ideas. There has been a real Le Penization of the French political class.
In a speech setting out policy for the new year, Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy spoke at length about security and immigration.
C'est qu'on ne peut plus continuer à avoir une politique d'immigration dont personne ne
connaît. He said he would expel 25,000 illegal immigrants in 2006. A few years ago, such talk was only heard from right-wing politicians like Jean-Marie Le Pen. Now it's becoming part of mainstream political debate. Earlier this month, the influential newspaper Le Monde published a list of Le Pen's proposals that have now been adopted by the government. Axel Poniatowski is a congressman from Sarkozy's center-right party, the Union for a Popular Movement. He denies that his party is borrowing from Le Pen's handbook.
Jean-Marie Le Pen has an approach concerning immigration which is connected to a racial approach. We are saying that we need immigration. But at the same time, we have to determine some rules to enable to continue to have this immigration. And I think that those rules is all what the debate is about today.
Sarkozy does differ from Le Pen in many details. He is promoting affirmative action for minorities and wants to give immigrants the right to vote. But many on the left still accuse him of adopting Le Pen's ideas. As news broke last November of the world's first face transplant, a satirical Paris magazine showed Sarkozy and Le Pen on its cover, their faces grafted together. Recent polls in France show that fewer French people find Le Pen's ideas excessive today than 10 years ago. But while some of those ideas are being discussed more widely, political analyst Brice Teinturier says that doesn't mean the French are about to embrace Le Pen.
Our polls show that the ideas of the National Front seem to have become more palatable. They seem to scare people a little less than before, and they're perhaps considered a little less excessive. But it doesn't mean that the people find their ideas acceptable.
Teinturier admits that France is feeling particularly fragile and fearful right now, which could provide fertile ground for the resurgence of right-wing ideas. But he points out that those ideas won't necessarily translate into votes next year when the French go to the polls to elect a new president. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.